In this week's edition of House Matters, government cuts the country's budget for the 2012-2013 fiscal year by $10 billion, and Senate approves resolution to increase monetary limit in RM Court. The government has cut the country's budget for the 2012-2013 fiscal year by $10 billion. The first supplementary estimates of the expenditure was tabled in the House of Representatives on Tuesday by Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips. It outlines that the budget has been revised downwards from $612.4 billion to $602 billion, a reduction of $9.89 billion. The estimates show a decrease in the recurrent or housekeeping expenditure from $374.7 billion to $367.7 billion, with savings of $7.03 billion. And reduction in both capital A and capital B from a total of $237.6 billion to $234.8 million, reflecting $2.85 billion in savings. In the 2012-2013 estimates of expenditure, tabled in the House in May 2012, it was outlined that $374 billion was allocated for recurrent expenses and $237.6 billion for capital or development expenses. A resolution increasing the monetary jurisdictional limits of the Resident Magistrates Court in civil matters was recently approved in the Upper House. Opening the debate on the resolution, Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding noted that the current maximum limit of monetary jurisdiction of the Resident Magistrates Court in civil matters is $250,000 for ordinary civil claims.
The current limits result in many relatively minor civil cases being brought in the Supreme Court, which stresses the capacity of that court to handle its caseload.
The limits on the monetary jurisdiction of the RM Court also require that litigants across the island bring these relatively minor civil claims in the Supreme Court in Kingston, which can be onerous and expensive and is also procedurally more time-consuming.
As a result, some citizens are currently frustrated into not pursuing or even abandoning their relatively small but bona fide legal claims, rather than bearing the greater expense, inconvenience, and time of pursuing litigation via the more complex procedures of the Supreme Court in Kingston.
Improving access to justice is a fundamental objective of the government. To this note, Senator Golding says the ministry has embarked on a review of the jurisdictional limit in civil matters in the Resident Magistrates Court in order to provide greater access to justice in the lower courts and to alleviate the civil caseload in the Supreme Court. According to the minister, the increase in RM Court's civil jurisdictional limit represents, in part, an adjustment to take into account the changes in the real value of the Jamaican currency over the period.
I regard these as really interim adjustments. I would have been minded to set the limit for common law claims at a higher level, but I consider it prudent to move incrementally to avoid a situation where the additional flow of cases into the Resident Magistrates Court outstrips the existing capacity of those courts.
Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding. Opposition Senator Alexander Williams welcomed the adjustments in the monetary jurisdictional limits of the Resident Magistrates Court in civil matters.
What we want is to increase justice and to increase access to justice. Sometimes access to justice is hindered by the cost. Sometimes what it will cost to pursue a particular claim may or may not make the particular bit of litigation worthwhile.
Opposition Senator Alexander Williams. In his view, the Resident Magistrates Court is supposed to be quick justice, noting that persons are supposed to be able to go there and have their dispute resolved in a matter of months. The resolution will be sent to the House of Representatives for approval, after which it will be gazetted and made into law. That's it for this week's edition of House Matters. Join us again next time as we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.